Hello friends, welcome back after a long time. So I have been busy in some of the things, so yeah, finally found some time. And today the book that we are going to discuss is the Doors of Perception by Aldous Huxley. I'll go through the description part. So it's published in 1954, and the New York Times has given a remark: a genuine spiritual quest and extraordinary. So basically, The Doors of Perception is about Aldous Huxley's first psychedelic experience. The book is an account of his trip to mescaline, the insights he gained, and aesthetic beauty he saw. Huxley's psychedelic experience helped him develop psychological and philosophical ideas around perception. He believed we lived in a narrow field of perception. We need to open our minds to a broader perception experience to improve our life. Because of this experience, Huxley's recommended mescaline to others. Disclaimer: the information provided here is for information purposes only. It's not a replacement for professional medical advice. Always consult your doctor and check your local laws before taking any drugs. Fine, the book seems to be very interesting, so let's deep dive into the book. In the Doors of the Perception. Let's open the door. So about Aldous Huxley. Aldous Huxley was a post-war intellectual elite born in 1894. He studied English literature at Oxford University. He wrote almost 50 books and was nominated for 9 Nobel Prizes in literature. Huxley's first novel was Chrome Yellow, 1921. An exposition of futility of the lifestyle of many privileged intellectuals in 1920s. He later wrote Antique Hay, which satirizes modern society's preoccupation with sex, business and consumerism. Huxley was a respected philosopher, intrigued by how we perceive things. He famously wrote Brave New World, a dystopian vision of society in 1932. Brave New World is about using mind-altering drugs. The characters take a drug called Soma, which allows them to break from reality. Huxley was a pacifist. His interest in philosophical mysticism and universalism led him to produce the perennial philosophy, which illustrates the similarities between Western and Eastern mysticism, and The Doors of Perception, which explores the psychedelic experience with mescaline. So we quite often see the word mescaline. So let's see what exactly that mescaline refers to. A mescaline is an illegal drug made from a cactus plant that makes people imagine that they can see things that do not really exist. Wow, seems pretty scary, right? Anyway, let's go through the first shot. Learning about the extract. Although Huxley didn't have a mystic background, he was interested in higher cognitive states. Individuals like Blake, Swedenborg, and Eastern mystics influenced his decision to take mescaline. He wanted to encourage more heightened awareness. Mescaline is a root extract of Mexican peyote cactus. Indigenous Mexicans have eaten this root for thousands of years. They often use it in spiritual rituals. Mescaline works by inhibiting the production of enzymes that regulate the supply of glucose to brain cells. In other words, it heightens the awareness by removing our evolutionary filters. Those who take it report seeing parts of the world for the first time. Huxley first became familiar with extract when he read a paper by Humphrey Osmond. Osmond worked at Weyburn Mental Hospital, where he researched treatments for schizophrenia. Mescaline mimicked the symptoms of schizophrenia, so it was a big part of his research. Story short 2: the effects of mescaline. Huxley wrote to Humphrey Osmond in 1952 and put himself forward as a test subject for the drug. In 1953, Huxley tried mescaline for the first time. He did at his LA home and took it in the presence of his wife and friend. The two companions acted as and were to support him if he had a bad trip. Osmond has concerns about Huxley taking the drug, but after an evaluation considered him an ideal patient. He even prescribed him as a shrewd, matter-of-fact to the point. Huxley swallowed 0.4 grams of mescaline dissolved in a half a glass of water. The first shot of Huxley's psychedelic experience was not overwhelming. He expected to lie with his eyes shut and multicolored visions and heroic figures. After all, he had training in spirituality, so he thought the experience would come easy. In the end, his poor visualization skills trumped this openness. I am, and for as long as I can remember, I have always been a poor visualizer. Words, even the pregnant words of poets, do not evoke pictures in my mind. No hypnagogic visions greet me on the verge of sleep. When I recall something, the memory does not present itself to me as a vividly seen event or object. By an effort of the will, I can evoke a not very vivid image of what happened yesterday afternoon, of how the Lugano used to look before the bridges were destroyed. Lugano. Of the Bayswater Road, where the only buses were green and tiny and drawn by aged horses at 3.5 miles an hour. Instead of seeing dancing lights and moving shapes, Huxley saw these household items differently. Half an hour after swallowing the drug, Huxley became aware of slow dance of golden lights. Soon he saw red surfaces swelling and expanding from bright notes of energy. These notes vibrated and were constantly changing in their shape and pattern. Later, Huxley closed his eyes during his trip and saw a complex of grey structures within pale blue spheres. These structures kept emerging before sliding upwards and out of his perception. He saw no faces, forms or animals. He also saw no landscapes, expansive spaces or magical growth. So the drama and the story he expected never happened. What Huxley experienced was a deep connection with a vase of flowers. An hour and a half after taking the pill, Huxley was sat in his study, where a small vase decorated with flowers adorned his dining table. He could not see three flowers painted on the vase. He described the color of each of these flowers with clear passion. Bilai of Portugal rose, shell pink with a hint, and every petal base of a hotter flamer hue. A large magnata and cream-colored carnation and pale purple at the end of the broken stalk, the bold heraldic blossom of iris. At breakfast and before taking the pill, Huxley noticed the lively dissonance of vase colors, but he was now looking at a dramatic flower arrangement with all the colors connected. He said the experience was something Adam has seen on the morning of his creation, naked existence. Story shots 3. Seeing beyond the object. Okay, the first one is about learning the extract and the effects of mescaline is the second one, and seeing beyond the object is the third one. Our mind helps us identify relationships between the things. We continuously measure and analyze the world around us. Huxley explains that mescaline helps you to see beyond the object. On the drug, the place and distance of objects are unimportant. Additionally, time becomes absolute. The time on Huxley's watch felt like it was from another world. He no longer had a perception of past or future. Instead, he only knew the present. The feeling was the first time in his life that he knew what it meant to be, simply be. This beingness describes heightened perceptions found in some Eastern religions.
The objects in his room were no longer discrete objects to him. Instead, they were all attached like a work of modern art. Sharp shapes and diagonals jutted out so much that all he saw was light patterns. He no longer viewed these objects as objects. He no longer understood the chair next to him was for sitting. Instead, he appreciated the chair for its being. Huxley appreciated the tableauty of its legs and the polished smoothness. Story short 4. Seeing beyond the self. But both belong to the world from which, for the moment, Mesklin has delivered me. The world of selves, of time, our moral judgments and utilitarian considerations. The world, and it was the aspect of human life which I wished above all else to forget. Of self-assertion and cocksureness, of overvalued words and idolatry worshipped notions. Huxley didn't always enjoy the trip, though sometimes it became too much for him. He realized why the literature on ecstasy was filled with horror and fear. And he learned that these higher states could be overwhelming. Our brains are not used to coping with every detail of the world in front of us. Filtering out information is essential for us to function, which is why trips can become overwhelming. In this book, Huxley talks about how the sugar restriction caused by mescaline leads to a weak ego. We don't experience this unless we take mind-altering drugs or we do some forms of medication. Although scary at first, his experience helped Huxley feel at one with nature and a higher power. After taking the pill, Huxley became a not-self. He also perceived the not-self in the surrounding things. This not-self was new and all previous behaviors, appearance and thoughts of the self ceased to be. Osmond encouraged Huxley to analyze and report what he was feeling and doing, but he was just wanted to be left alone. But he just wanted to be left alone, spending entire eternity living in the flower. Since he could not be left alone, he avoided eye contact with those in the room to keep the feeling of not self. Huxley respected the investigator and loved his wife. That said, this disconnection from his self meant they belonged to a different world. Mesklin has delivered Huxley from this world of selves, time and moral judgments. Delivery from this world made everything within that previous world seems obscure and ridiculous. Huxley used age during this trip, which when he handed a large colored reproduction of the self-portrait by Cézanne. The self-portrait of a realistic painting with him wearing a large straw hat, red checkered and red lipped with a black mustache. Huxley's previous self deemed this painting a masterpiece, but the non-self version of Huxley could not understand the painting. Instead of viewing a masterpiece, Cézanne became a 3D goblin. The goblin looked out of the window, which was the page at him. Huxley found this hilarious and laughed before asking, "What on earth does he think he is?" This example shows how much Huxley detached from this former self and the concepts of the world he lived in. He now had completely different experience and understanding of the environment. Story short for acting as our favorite character. Huxley believed that we all act like our favorite characters. We relate to stories and people in the world, and this builds our own identities. If we don't believe we are that person, we aspire to be them. Because of this, our minds reduce reality to who we are and who we want to become. Huxley said, we filter the world through the evolutionary filters. When we filter information, it's done so through an imagined higher order. Every action we take and decision we make is based on the perceived higher reality. And we build our own perceptions based on this reality. When we think of ourselves as beings, we think of our identities as becoming the higher reality. Most people are unaware of the intrinsic perception, but it was one of the things Huxley believed psychedelic drugs could unlock. It is also why Huxley believed religion was a door to higher perceptions. Those who believe in religion already have a firmer belief in the higher self or power. However, in religion has an intense desire to transcend everyday life. We can see this desire in the high prevalence of tobacco and alcohol usage. But Huxley was passionate about making others understand that these methods were harmful and tried to create an illusion of transcendence through sedation or stimulation. What Huxley learned? Huxley's drug experiment taught him a lot about perception. He believes our usual experiences fall within a very narrow field of perception. There are so many more experiences that we could open our minds to if we use specific approaches. He accepted that drugs could only open the mind for a temporary period, but he argued that we should all try and break open the doors of perception. Huxley believed these experiences could be useful for everyone, not just mystics and artists. Everybody can learn these different perceptions. Finally, Huxley recommended the people take mescaline. Alcohol and tobacco were popular when writing this book. Huxley argued that mescaline was a far better drug for altering our consciousness. He said it was more compatible, spiritual, and helpful than other drugs. It helps us break through social conventions and perceive the world around us in a unique way. Of course, the effects of mescaline are longer lasting, not to mention it can have negative effects on some users. Huxley did suggest the religion is a safer door to self-transcendence, but he doubted it would become popular. Even so, Huxley is confident that anyone who takes mescaline will forever be changed for the better. The man who comes back through the door in the wall will never be quite the same as the man who went out. He will be wiser but less sure, happier but less satisfied, humbler in acknowledging his ignorance, but yet better equipped to understand the relationship of words to things, of systematic reasoning to the unfathomable mystery which it tries forever vainly to comprehend. Aldous Huxley. The final summary. The Doors of Perception offers a detailed description of Huxley's first experience with mescaline. Mescaline is a psychedelic drug used by the many philosophers, artists, and musicians. It is also an ancient psychedelic with a strong ancient relation to spirituality. The psychedelic experience was life-changing for Huxley. Stepping outside the world around him to understand how narrow everyone's perceptions are, these types of drugs offer a temporary of opening the doors of perception. Huxley recommends to widen the perception of real world. William Sir Giant, a controversial psychiatrist, reviewed the book for the British Medical Journal. He thought the book highlighted the unique struggles of schizophrenia and hoped that it would spur further research. That said, many other researchers have doubts whether the validity of Huxley's account. In fact, the book becomes so popular that finding participants to research the drug become too difficult. So, as I said, William Sargent, a controversial psychiatrist, reviewed the book for the medical journal. He thought the book highlighted the unique struggles of schizophrenia and hoped it would spur further research. That said, many researchers have doubts about the validity of Huxley's account. In fact, the book became so popular that finding participants to research the drug became too difficult. Yeah, so after reading the book, I felt this more about rather than person, it's more about the drug of mescaline. So I would say the book is good, and doing the nation of taking a specific drug and and also giving the perception of the drug mostly than your own perceptions. It's quite, to be honest, it's quite different from what I expected it to be. But overall, the book is a decent one. If you are into psychedelics, then maybe you would like that. Okay, from my standpoint, I would say this book is good, but not very great as I expected it to be. But yeah, not time wasted. See you. Bye.